I've spent a lot of time wondering how we can be so myopic and short-termist, yet survive in an environment that's not entirely from Mediocristan. One day, looking at the gray beard that makes me look 10 years older than I am, and thinking about the pleasure I derive from exhibiting it, I realize the following. Respect for elders in many societies might be a kind of compensation for our short-term memory. The word senate comes from senatus, aged in Latin. Sheikh in Arabic means both a member of the ruling elite and elder. Elders are repositories of complicated inductive learning that includes information about rare events. Elders can scare us with stories, which is why we become overexcited when we think of a specific black swan. I was excited to find out that this also holds true in the animal kingdom. A paper in Science showed that elephant matriarchs play the role of super advisors on rare events. We learn from repetition, at the expense of events that have not happened before. Events that are non-repeatable are ignored before their occurrence and overestimated after, for a while. After a black swan, such as September 11, 2001, people expect it to recur when in fact the odds of that happening have arguably been lowered. We like to think about specific and known black swans when in fact the very nature of randomness lies in its abstraction. As I've said, it is the wrong definition of a god. The economist Hyman Minsky sees the cycles of risk-taking in the economy as following a pattern. Stability and absence of crises encourage risk-taking, complacency, and lowered awareness of the possibility of problems. Then a crisis occurs, resulting in people being shell-shocked and scared of investing their resources. Strangely, both Minsky and his school, dubbed post-Keynesian, and his opponents, the libertarian Austrian economists, have the same analysis, except that the first group recommends governmental intervention to smooth out the cycle, while the second believes that civil servants should not be trusted to deal with such matters. While both schools of thought seem to fight each other, they both emphasize fundamental uncertainty and stand outside the mainstream economic departments, though they have large followings among businessmen and non-academics. No doubt this emphasis on fundamental uncertainty bothers the Platonifiers. All the tests of probability I discussed in this section are important. They show how we're fooled by the rarity of black swans, but not by the role they play in the aggregate, their impact. In a preliminary study, the psychologist Dan Goldstein and I subjected students at the London Business School to examples from two domains, Mediocristan and Extremistan. We selected height, weight, and internet hits per website. The subjects were good at guessing the role of rare events in Mediocristan-style environments, but their intuitions failed when it came to variables outside Mediocristan, showing that we are effectively not skilled at intuitively gauging the impact of the improbable, such as the contribution of a blockbuster to total book sales. In one experiment, they underestimated by 33 times the effect of a rare event. Next, let us see how this lack of understanding of abstract matters affects us.